Returning to this year's Dublin Theatre Festival is actor, director and scourge of business-as-usual theatre, Tim Crouch. Crouch is a regular visitor to Ireland, having brought his previous shows An Oak Tree and The Author, the former featuring an actor booked locally at each performance to act as a kind of puppet for Crouch, the latter dominated by a character called Tim Crouch, who sits in the audience for his performance, as do all the other, let's call them, actors. Crouch's latest, What Happens to the Hope at the End of the Evening, promises more audacious hacking of what a night at the theatre might be and serious questioning of what any of us, audience or actors, are doing there. I spoke to Tim Crouch via Skype about actors, audiences and the space in between.
Of theatre, the art form called theatre, to ditch it completely seems like an act of defeat. My excitement is to find within the art form called theatre, new ways of communicating or new ways of opening up those areas. It's like, it's an archetypal. You place the restriction. You work within the form. I'm working within the form of theatre, and I want to push against the form of theatre, but I don't want to break out of the form of theatre, because then there's a whole other sort of world. I want to see how far we can go still using the form. There always has to be some sort of witness to what takes place. You know, a theatre, they're designed to have up to 2,000 witnesses. If you think about the Palladium in the West End, or, you know, those big halls. So my idea of an audience, or my ideal of an audience, is one that wants to be more actively engaged in the experience, not by coming up on stage necessarily, but by being needed more to complete the experience. So always with the work that I've made, I've tried to leave it open. I've left space. And very often that's around the word contradiction. Very often I will try and put contradiction in the work that can only be resolved by an audience. An Oak Tree, that play of mine where there's a different actor who plays every night. They're an actor, they're either male or female, but they all play a particular male character. And what's exciting is the contradiction between what they say they are and what they are. And that for me is an open act for an audience to complete. So these are small steps. I'm not suggesting that I want to revolutionize, or I'm planning on revolutionizing everything, but they're small steps towards giving an audience a sense of their authority in the act. And the more I can do that, then I think the stronger the work becomes. It's about responsibility and authority, I think. The Author certainly is about that, my play, The Author. It looks at the idea of actually the audience being the author of the experience. The audience ultimately being responsible for what they see and responsible for what they look at. And in the narrative of the author, the play, The Author, that's pushed to the furthest extreme in terms of a description of an act of culpable viewing. So I push it to that degree because I want an audience, I want us to all think about when we engage with something or contract into something, we are responsible to some degree for the thing we contract into. Traditionally in theatre, often all agency from the audience is relinquished into the arms of the experts, the classically trained actors, the prima donna directors. The geniuses. I have a great difficulty with that idea of specialization, of only these people can do this and these people are blessed by some, you know, art muse. I want us all to think that we are all connected and that we are all sort of responsible. So if we get shit stuff, then that's partly we are to blame. I don't want to sort of provoke aggressively an audience, but I want to stir them a little or shake them a little and slightly break apart that compacted sort of mindset that can exist in an audience that just leaves their autonomy at the cloakroom when they come and see a play. each of these pieces tells a story, you know, and it's great to talk about them ideologically, but it's also, I think, what I love almost more than anything is to talk about the stories that they tell, because somewhere in the stories, and it takes me years to sort of fine tune the stories of those plays, but in those stories, they are, I hope, they're rattling good tales. I could easily, you know, I could bore your listeners telling you the stories of those plays. And the stories are only there, the ideas are only there because they support the story. And the story is only there because they support the ideas. We performed What Happens to the Hope at the End of the Evening, long title, sorry. We performed it in Athens earlier this year, in April. And it was at the time that the European Bank had started to lend money to Athens, to Greece again. Angela Merkel was in town the night we performed. And in Athens as well, there are big issues about nationalism, about Golden Dawn. And this play, I use often the analogy of a graphic equalizer, you know, so there are different peaks and troughs on a bandwidth of frequency. And that feels very true with this play, that in certain places, in certain countries, in certain cities, there is a crackle around certain themes, and in other cities or countries, there's a crackle around other themes. So, you know, in Athens, very clear, that idea of needing to change the world, of riots. There were riots in the streets when we were performing. And in fact, the government had issued a dictate saying people weren't allowed to gather that evening, the evening that Angela Merkel was in town. And actually, whilst the government had made this edict, we were in a theatre and we had all come together. So we felt, I think, you know, uniquely political that evening.
Tim Crouch there, and there are just four performances of What Happens to the Hope at the End of the Evening, starting on Thursday evening with a matinee on Saturday. DublinTheatreFestival.com is the place to start.